This week in West Virginia history, newspaperman Jack Maurice died in Charleston on December 20, 1999, at age 86. Maurice was born in 1913 in the McDowell County town of Vivian. During his childhood, his family moved frequently around the West Virginia and Kentucky coal fields. He graduated from Huntington High School and Marshall College, now university, and immediately started his career with the Huntington Herald-Dispatch in 1935. 3 years later, he joined the staff of the Charleston Daily Mail. During World War II, Maurice served in the U.S. Navy Reserves for 3 years, achieving the rank of lieutenant. After the war, he returned to the Daily Mail as chief editorial writer. He became the newspaper's editor in 1950, editor-in-chief in 1969, and a contributing editor and columnist in 1979. He retired from the Daily Mail in 1984. Maurice's most notable accomplishment came in 1975 when he won journalism's highest honor, the Pulitzer Prize, for a series of editorials about the violent textbook controversy that had polarized Kanawha County the previous year. For more information on Jack Maurice, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.